KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, a few sprinkles, and it's 59 degrees. We picked up 0.07 of an inch of rainfall overnight here in Atlantic up until 7 a.m. today. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with the news brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. We look for showers and any thunderstorms to be ending this morning. Skies should become partly cloudy for the balance of the day with a high of 78. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Red Oak on Tuesday arrested 19-year-old Pacey William Bingham of Red Oak. He was arrested in the 500 High Street area around 6:45 p.m. on a warrant for violation of probation. Bingham was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. And Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday four arrests took place over the past week. On Thursday, 28-year-old Morgan Dvorak of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for unauthorized use of a credit card and theft in the fourth degree. On July 29, 35-year-old Aaron Rabarchik of Atlantic was arrested for OWI. July 26, 37-year-old Stephanie Cooley of Guthrie Center was arrested on a warrant for violation of probation. And on July 25, 62-year-old Jeffrey Nelson of Avoca was arrested in Atlantic for theft in the second degree and possession of a controlled substance. All four of those individuals were booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending a court appearance. The Harlan Police Department reports two recent arrests and one non-injury accident. Officials say on Sunday, 27-year-old Joel Guzman Cabrera of Omaha was arrested following a traffic stop. He was charged with OWI and cited for having an improper lamp. On July 23rd, 58-year-old Jeffrey Allen Schmidt of Harlan was arrested for public intoxication. And on July 30th, no one was injured when an SUV turned in front of a garbage truck in Harlan. The accident happened on the 1900 block of Chatburn Avenue. As a 2016 Chevy Equinox and 2009 International garbage truck were both traveling west on Highway 44. According to Harlan police, the SUV driven by Betty Grody of Harlan failed to yield to the truck while making an improper right turn. The SUV hit the garbage truck and became wedged under the assistance step that's located under the garbage truck's left door. The truck driven by Chad Kroger of Harlan sustained damage to the step and fuel tank brackets. The SUV sustained right front corner damage, wheel and tire damage, and the front bumper became dislodged. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said one person had been arrested Monday night. 39-year-old Larry Lee Rice of Lenox was arrested near 400th Street and Highway 34 for having a concealed knife and possession of a drug paraphernalia. Rice was taken into custody at around 11 p.m. and his bond was set at $1,300. The Iowa Department of Public Health today reports 281 additional COVID-19 cases since 10 a.m. on Tuesday for a total of 46,263. More Iowans have recovered from the virus at 34,600. The IDPH reported 8 additional COVID-19 deaths for a statewide total of 893. COVID outbreaks at the long-term care facilities account for 479 of the state's death toll. 495,417 Iowans have been tested for the virus to date. And of those, 446,823 people have tested negative for COVID-19. That's 4,303 more than Tuesday's data. IDPH data shows five more patients were hospitalized for coronavirus symptoms for a total of 248. Two more patients are in an ICU for a total of 77. There are currently 34 patients on ventilators in hospitals across the state, and there were more than 20 people admitted to a hospital in the state since Tuesday for a total of 44. Here in western and southwest Iowa, 11 people are hospitalized with COVID-19. That's three less than Tuesday. Five are in an ICU, down two from Tuesday. Two were admitted since 10 a.m. Tuesday, and there continued to be no one on a ventilator. There are currently 25 outbreaks in Iowa's long-term care facilities. IDPH reports 827 positive cases within those facilities and 344 recoveries. The only changes we've seen in the IDPH dashboard for Cass and surrounding counties is that Guthrie County has one more positive case of COVID-19 for a total of 128. There are two more in Montgomery County for a total of 45. And Shelby County has seven more than what was reported on Tuesday at a total of 169. And the farmers have been busy caring for their growing crops, and soon it'll be time to harvest them and bring those crops to market. Well, they're as busy as they are, it's not easy for them to find a time to grab something to eat, especially when you don't want to have to stop and lose that valuable time. The Exira Lions Club, though, has a way of keep you fed and going with their Hoagies for Farmers project. Alan Zobel is a 17-year member of the Exira Lions Club. He says after speaking with area farmers, they agreed it would be a great idea to have the sandwiches with them. The submarine-style sandwiches are three for $10, and there'll be ham, turkey, and salami. Zobel said they'll only be sold in a three-pack.
We're selling them three for $10 because we're putting them in a two-gallon Ziploc bag. That's the way OABCIG has done it for years, and it seems to work. And three for 10, If we sold them individually, we'd probably charge like $4. It'd probably cost more. We'd have to individually wrap them then. Way we can just stick them in three in a bundle, and it cuts the cost a little bit.
Funds raised through the sale of the hoagies will be used for Lions Foundation projects, with only a minimal amount for the actual building upkeep. Sales of the hoagies began yesterday and will continue through August 22nd, and Allen says they'd like for the tri-pack to be prepaid.
That way we've got the money so we can get the meat and all that ordered and paid for as we pick it up from Hy-Vee. Hoagies will be homemade buns from Hy-Vee, and three meats and two cheeses in it in each one. You know, we aren't going to put lettuce and all that in because that doesn't freeze.
The deadline for orders is Saturday, August 22nd. The sandwiches will be made available curbside beginning on Monday, August 24th. You can call Allen's wife and Lions Club Secretary Crystal Zobel at 712-304-5197 to place your order and learn where to send your payment. In the funeral announcements, Betty Jean Betts, age 94, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at the new homestead at Guthrie Center. Graveside services for Betty Betts will be today at 10 o'clock at the Dalmanutha Cemetery in rural Guthrie Center, with Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center in charge of arrangements. Sharon Estes, age 77, of Diamond Head Lake near Dexter, died July 28th. Graveside memorial services for Sharon Estes will be today at 12:30 at Iowa Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter. Johnson Family Funeral Home of Stewart has arrangements. Ernest Carley, age 95, of Carson, died Friday. Funeral services for Ernest Carley will be this Friday at 10 o'clock at the Carson United Methodist Church. Los Hills Funeral Home of Carson has arrangements. Doris Johns, age 98, of Panora, died Monday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Graveside services for Doris Johns will be this Friday at 10:30 at the Morrisburg Cemetery in rural Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Philip Widener, age 70, of Marnie, died Saturday at CCMH. Funeral services for Philip Widener will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Diane Denny, age 64, of Wyota, died Monday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for Diane Denny will be on Saturday at 1:30 at the Wyota United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Clayton Ellingson, age 93, of Atlantic, died April 26th at CCMH. A celebration of life for Clayton Ellingson will be on Saturday at 1:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Deanna Johnson, age 76, of rural Atlantic, died Monday at her home. A private family service for Deanna Johnson will be held at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home is assisting the family. Warren Kellaway, age 65, of West Des Moines and formerly of Anita, died Sunday. Services for Warren Kellaway are pending at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. And Beverly Ruth Redler, age 86, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Arrangements for Beverly Redler are pending with Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.